So, welcome to Tech Talks for Tech Ed 2013. We're here with Chris Jackson.
Hello.
The App Compat guy from Microsoft, and I'm Anthony Willis. I'm a service delivery manager here locally. Chris Jackson used to be the App Compat, still is the App Compat guy, but used to focus quite a lot on application compatibility. With the move, I guess, from sort of the XP to 7, you've obviously had a lot of time invested in that.
We're still working on it. I mean, as you well know, I think the last conversation we had on customers who were moving from XP to 7 was immediately before this interview. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we still are having the App Compat conversations, and helping to retire XP is a really critical aspect of what we're trying to achieve. But what I'm starting to see now is a bit of a change in the conversation, and we're reflecting that here in the sessions we're doing at TechEd, is to start talking a little bit more about application modernization. So App Compat, I kind of think of as the duct tape, right? Here's something I can throw on here to just get this to, so I can stumble over the line. And that, I think, is a really good thing, right? I can get over the line, get rid of the old platform, which means I stop building stuff that only works on the old stuff. That's terrific. I have the opportunity to start building stuff that does work on the new stuff. Terrific. But once I'm over the line, then the impetus is on me to actually start building that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, since we've been building some of the older codes since sort of 1999 when 2000 came out, some of the .NET, mm-hmm. .NET VB6, sorry, VB6 before .NET.
The VB6 was 98.
Yep, 98. So yep. From the last sort of 12, 13 years, we've been building this legacy code base, and it must be a massive investment to try and move that to sort of the modern looking and feeling apps.
It is a huge investment. And we look at the average enterprise and typical enterprise, even when they're well managed, and first of all, not everyone's well managed, but if you start dealing with 30,000, 40,000 computers in an organization, typical portfolio for an organization of that size is somewhere in the order of 1,500 to 2,500 apps. Mm-hmm. You start getting a little bit smaller, you get fewer apps, but there's still quite a few because there's been such a big diversity in apps across the ecosystem. When we look at how do I go through and do that, of course, you could just go and redo it all, but even if I'm able to do an app every 3 months, bang, replace, bang, replace, bang, replace. 3 months a pop, 1,500 apps, 2,500 apps, you're looking at on the order of 500 years before you're done. That doesn't work out so well. Mm-hmm. So you've got this mixture of how do I continue to benefit from my previous investments while taking the entire portfolio and starting to build modern experiences. Mm-hmm. Moving away from that VB6 world, which, by the time we're done, will have been around for, 25 years?
Indeed. Well, yeah, absolutely. So another interesting conversation we were having recently was around trying to not build monolithic apps anymore, actually looking at applications as sort of smaller chunks of the functionality you require and having them interoperate with each other. Is that something that you're...
Yeah, like an experience. Mm. So, so there's an overall architectural pattern that we're starting to move towards, which is one that says, let's build an API layer on top of my existing legacy assets, and then think about what's the right cadence to update those assets. And a lot of times that cadence shouldn't be based upon the fact that something newer is available, because most enterprises don't accept that. It's just, money is, in essence, the treadmill, right? Mm-hmm. You sit there, you're running, at the end of the run, right, you're hot, you're sweaty, you've spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and you look up and you're in the same place you used to be, just on a new platform. You can't really tell much of the difference.
Just because is never always a good reason, right?
And support eventually becomes a problem. It's kind of like buying a car, right? You can maintain it for a while, but eventually it becomes too expensive to keep the car around. It's less expensive to just buy a new car. And the same thing is true for a platform. Mm-hmm. But building that API layer on and then starting to think about experiences. We were having the conversation the other day about, we don't have to go in and redo absolutely everything in this legacy app. Let's think about this role, this one person. I'm in a call center and I'm answering calls. I don't need to have access to the entirety of my customer relationship management platform. I just need to get into the bit that that person is doing and deliver a really comprehensive experience focused on what their performance metric is, which is customer responsiveness, speed, mm-hmm. and accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, thank you very much.
That's it?
That's us. The time. Thank you very much for the time today and conversation. And thank you very much.